So the opening Tosfos in the Masechta gives us the opportunity to think about multiple types of Shechita, something we already discussed when we were getting involved in the mitzvah of Shechita. We ended that sugya by looking at Shechitas Karbonos versus Shechitas Chulin, and this Tosfos brings that back, because there's a Mishnah at the beginning of the third parak of Maseches Zvachim. Third parak of Maseches Zvachim tells me a fascinating din in the world of Kachim, and that din is as follows. That din is that whereas the second parak had opened with a list of Jews who are pasul la'avoda, the second parak of Zvachim had said the whole host of Jews, the first one lists as a non-Kohen. A non-Kohen cannot do avoda, someone who's Tameh, cannot do avoda, someone who's who doesn't have a milah, cannot do avoda, someone who's not wearing a kohen, but not wearing big day kahuna, his kahuna isn't complete, and therefore he cannot, and so on and so forth. A whole list, the Mishnah, Tezvava and Bezin Zvachim, the first Mishnah, the second parak of Zvachim, a long list of Jews, kohanim or otherwise, who are not kosher l'avoda, and not only are they not supposed to l'chatchilas aser, but avoda won't even be kosher, even b'dyavid. If a non-kohen takes the blood of a carbon and tosses it on his back, the carbon is pasul. If a Kohen, who's not wearing big de kahuna, does kabbalah sadam, zrikas sadam, the carbon is pasul. However, the Mishnah, the Mishnah that we focused on this morning in Seder, the first Mishnah, the third parak of Zvachim says, yeah, in the second parak we gave you a long list of people who are psulim, but that's only beyond the point of shchitas ha-carbon. But the first of the four avodos adam, we spoke about this, I think, earlier in the year, the four avodos adam, the four key carbon, the avodos of an animal carbon, begin with the shechita, and the process of extracting the dam from the animal and bringing that, putting that, applying that dam to the mizbeach. So you shecht shechita, and then you catch it and do the blood in a klisharis, kabbalah, you walk it over to the mizbeach, holacha, and then you toss it or place it or apply it to the mizbeach, the zrika. Shechita, Kabbalah, Holacha, Zrika. The four key avodos of an animal carbon. The Dalet avodos Adam. So the Mishnah says that, yes, in the second parak we told you, if any of those pasulim, a non-Kohen or a Kohen pasul, did Kabbalah Sadam or anything after that, the whole carbon goes out, the whole carbon is nifsal. But for Shechit, that's not the case. That's this Mishnah Laman Alfam Beis, the first Mishnah, the third parak of Zvachim. Call up Sulim, all the people who are Pasul, or early, listed earlier, the second parak, Sheshachtu, if they Shechted, Shechita Seng Sheir. That's fine. Shechita, as Rashi tells us, beginning of Vayikra, quoting the Tanaim here, Shechita, Kshera, Bizar. The Psukim talk about Kohanim B'nei Aharon, in the beginning of Vayikra, once you get to Kabbalah Sadam. But by the Shechita, it doesn't say who Shechts. So the Tanam derived from that Shechita is wide open. You don't have to be a Kohen to Shecht a carbon. It's a common misconception. A lot of times people will say to me, you know, sometimes, particularly before Yom Tov, we should be Zocha, that I'm looking forward, they know I'm a Kohen, I'm looking forward to having you Shecht my carbon. So I'll be glad to Shecht their carbon if I learn how to Shecht, but they can Shecht their carbon themselves if they learn how to Shecht, or anyone. You don't have to be a Kohen to Shecht the carbon. Post Shechita, from catching the blood from the Kabbalah Zadam, the Kabbalah, the Eilach, is Mitzvah's Kehuna. From Kabbalah on, that's the Mishnah in the second parak of Zachar. But the Mishnah here says in the third parak, Ko Psulim Sheshach Tishchas and Ksheira. After all, Shechita Ksheira, but then the Mishnah, something they repeat, sounds like it's repeating for emphasis. Shechita Ksheira Bezarim, but Nashim Ba'avadim with Tameim. You could be a non-Kohen. Non-Kohen is kosher to Shechita. A woman is kosher to Shechita. An Eved, a Tameh. Mishnah goes on to say, you got to make sure if you're a Tameh that you don't touch the animal after the Shechita. Before the Shechita, it's alive, it's not Mekabel Tuma. Post-Shechita, it's no longer a Behema, now it's Basar, and now it is Mekabel Tuma. So obviously, if the Basar Karma becomes Tameh, that's a severe problem. So if you're a Tameh, Shechita Karma, you got to be careful not to touch the animal post-Shechita. That's something that the Maseches Chulin returns to on Beis Amid Beis. So as you saw, so the Gemara is very bothered by what problem? What's the implication of this Mishnah? Hashchita Ksheira Bizarim Benashim, etc. What does that imply? or even more, kol psum sheshachtu shitas and ksher. If someone was pasul shechted, his shechita is okay. What does that sound like? Yeah, he did it, it's fine, but he wouldn't tell him to do it. It sounds like their bracha is correct. Really, the kohen, the male kohen, needs to do the shechita. So the Gemara says, "Ashachtu et diavad in chatchil lo." What do you do with what? What do you do with the drushas chazal from Veshach, as I mentioned before? Shechita bizar kshera. The brace is very clear that shechita is kasha bizar even lechatchila. Even lechatchila, mikabala ve'elech mitzvahs kahuna. Limra shechita shekshera b'chal adam. The brace is very clear, the brace, the medrash, that the Gemara quotes here, and you see on the side that's quoted in Maseches Yuma as well, in Yonah Diyama, shechita kshera bizar lechatchila. Lechatchila. So what are you going to do with this brisa? So what do you do with our Mishnah? What do you do with the Mishnah and Zachen? Mishnah makes it sound like, if you did it, it's okay. So what the Gemara's response is, that well, we had a whole list of people who are psulim, and the implication of B'dievet is because of all of them? No, just one of them. It's true that for all of them, shechita is kosher. If it was done, b'dieved is kosher for all of them. Most of them, the chetchila can shecht as well. But there's one. The reason why he only said b'dieved is because for one of them, it's only b'dieved. Which one? For which one is only b'dieved? What does the Gemara say? Which one? The last one. The tamei. Exactly. The tamei. The tamei. There's a concern. Shema yiga b'basar. We're not so excited about that because, as the Mishnah itself says, if he's going to shecht, it's going to be okay as long as he doesn't touch the basar subsequently. So, we would not advocate that he shecht. If he shechted and managed not to touch it, the car remains kosher. Even if he touched it, the car may remain kosher. But l'chadchili he should not. Yeah, so what do you see from that? Everyone else in the Mishnah is kosher l'chadchila. The only one the Gemara could think of who's not kasha chatchila is the last one. Oh, you finally get to the end of the list. Shechita ksher bezarim, benashim, ba'avadim, uvetmeim. Oh, tmeim is only b'diavad. Is dachmashma that the other three are all chatchila, which is the issue that Tosus here on Chulin, based on Manal, the very first Tosus in our Masechta, raises that issue. They quote a sefer. I meant to bring the sefer along. I apologize for leaving it at home. I actually have a copy of the Sefer, or several different versions of the Sefer. Tosfos quotes this mysterious Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. Part of what's mysterious about it is that it doesn't really have anything to do with Eretz Yisrael. It's all about Shechita and Trefus. It's about Shechti Nouns. A little bit about Sbuchal. Some versions are a little bit about Sbuchal. Very remarkable, striking Sefer. We'll get to that in a couple minutes. So, but this Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, Tosfos says, the Sefer, Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, says that what? Nashim lo yishvatu, neshadait and kalos. Women are not allowed to shecht. The Mishnah says, hakol shochtin shesn ksheir, except for a handful of people. Cheir shochtin v'katan. So some of the Rishonim here already say, there could be other exceptions. Also, there are other exceptions. The Rambam said, talks about a shikar we saw. The next Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel talks about a nachri. A non-Jewish shecht, that's a shechitas akum nevela. It's a mishnah daf yud gimel amud aleph. Absolutely not a viable shechita. So the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael says women are not allowed to shecht. They should daitan kalos. What does that mean? Daitan kalos. We had that in Hilchos Yichud, but that was a very very specific context. That had to do with the psychodynamics of interactions between men and women. That is absolutely irrelevant to Hilchos Shechita. What does it even mean? So some understand that. Let's keep our eyes open. Tosfos says this Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. We don't accept that. It's against the Gemara. Ain't near the filbim mukdashin shavta chachil. They could even allow shavta chachil, even a carbon. Carbonists have higher standards. Carbonists have higher standards in many ways than non-carbonists. Interesting. Shneur Kal talks about what exactly Tosfos is driving at, but. Certainly it's intuitive that we're not going to be more makel on a carbon than on the hemas chulin, a regular non-kadosh animal, and even by carbonus and zachem. The Gemara took, as we saw, we just saw the Gemara, it's never pashut, that women, He could understand what's the issue with the what's not lechatchila. He says zark and shach lechatchila. We didn't say well it's because of nasha. No, the only thing we could think of is the last item on the list, Temein, where the Mishnah itself, as we saw in Zrachim, indicate already begins to indicate that there is a hesitation, potential hesitation with Temein. So it's pretty clear from the sugya in Zrachim Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, commenting on the Mishnah Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. That Shechita Benashim is kosher. And then you look around the Rishonim, many of the Rishonim echo what Tosfos says. Tosfos gets involved in another raya from Temura. Take a look at the Rosh. Let's take a look at the Mordechai. As I mentioned to you, the Rosh and the Mordechai were contemporaries. They both lived in the 1300s, the end of the period of the Rishonim. They were both Talmidim of whom? They're both Talmidim of the Maram of Wittenberg. Rush succeeded in escaping Germany after the death of his Rebbe, before the Rheinfleisch massacres. He succeeded in escaping to Germany, fleeing to the Iberian Peninsula, heading down, ultimately resettling in southern Spain, in Toledo. He was a Rav, that was his second career, the Rav in Toledo. And his Chaver, the Mordechai, was tragically not so successful in escaping. And he perished in the Rheinfleisch massacres. Let's take a look at the Rush and the Mordechai. The Chavrusas, the Chaveim. So the Rush, right? The opening lines of the Rush. Hakol Shoft is not hard to find. Paragalf Simonal, Hakol Shoft, Shasim Kshera. Chutz Mecher Shoft of Akatan. Okay, quotes the Mishnah. Then he said, look, we didn't say Echad Nashim, Anashim Echad Nashim. The Mishnah in Temura says that. But here we didn't stress. The Mishnah wasn't explicit that women are Kasher L'Shechita. But he explains that Tosfos that that's fine. We don't usually stress that. We don't usually stress that. It's still true. It goes on to quote the Gemara in Zvachim, Hadatana Perakol, Apsulim, Shchitak Sher, Benashim, etc., etc. Okay. A couple lines in, he says, Uvehilchus Eretz Yisrael, Kosav, Benashim, Leishlut, Benashadaitan, Kalos. And the Rush is even clearer than Tosis is. Vein Hashash Shalonus overcame. Well, our Gemara doesn't think so. And that shalanu is either his a little bit a very slightly biting line. Whoever the safer is, he's against the Gemara. That's we know who's going to lose, and it's not the Gemara. This is post Talmudic safer. This is from the period of the Gaonim. He also means maybe the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, maybe the Yerushalmi like you, but it's against the Bavli. Shah shalanu, the Bavli disagrees, and if it's a Machlokes Yerushalmi Bavli, we're going to pass him like the Bavli. The Rush is being quite clear. We don't pass on this way. As he quotes the same Gemara that Tosfos quoted, same Gemara that we had a chance to discuss before. And then he has an interesting line at the end. He says, if it's the case, the women are not allowed to shech lechatchila, have a little memer, minashim, the masnim resha. I should have made the point here. Rush explicitly makes the point Tosfos did not make. It would have been more mistaber to mention nashim than temein, because nashim appear earlier in the Mishnah's list. So if nashim are also only shochetos b'di'eved, the Gemara shouldn't have waited to get to the end of the list and say, oh, temein or b'di'eved, should have said shechitas nashim b'di'eved. The fact that we only mentioned the last item, Temeim, indicates up until that point, everything was the chatchila. The ode! It makes no sense. Why? Maybe. The Rush is basically bothered pushing back against Tosfos. Well, okay, maybe we mentioned one. Maybe more than one is Bidyev. We mentioned Temeim. We didn't say Beferish. We said Beferish Ashchita Zar is the chatchila. We didn't say Beferish Ashchita is Nashim is chatchila. So he says, well, number one, we shouldn't have waited to the last item if we could have mentioned an early item. Nashim was earlier on the list in the Mishnah Lamed Aleph than Temeim. Oh, here's another point. If indeed it's the case that Shechitas Nashim is not appropriate lechatchila, it's a stronger point to make than Shechitas Temeim, because obviously the Rosh points out the fact that Shechitas Temeim is not lechatchila, that's local to Karbanos. That's local to Zvachim. Everyone agrees that Shechitas Tameh, an Adam Tameh, is allowed to shech regular chulin animals, lechatchila. We do that all the time. That's self-evident. If Hilchos Eretz Yisrael is right that women shouldn't be shechting any animal, not just karbanos. That's an even stronger, more global din. We should have mentioned that. So he says, what do you do with this? Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so I have the Gemara. The Gemara indicates Shechitas Nashim Chil. But on the other hand, you have this Sefer, this ancient Sefer. Not as ancient as the Gemara, but ancient nevertheless. He said, well, also Chacham Shekasav Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, Kasav Chumros Midaito. He wrote a lot of Chumros on his own that he made up. In other words, don't get too worked up about the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, the Rosh says. We're not going to take it so seriously. Well, come up. And then after here you have a simon break. It's a single sentence going to the next simon because it's the next topic. He also wrote that if you forgot to make a bracha, your shechita is no good. And so the Rambam writes. Now if you would stop right here, you would think he means that the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael and the Rambam both write that the bracha is ma'akev the shechita. That's not at all what the Rambam says. I think if you read on the Rosh. So the Rambam wrote, the Nashim Va'avadim im Hayu Mumchin Shochtin. The Rambam is clear, the Chenkas, so too the Rambam wrote that if a woman is properly trained, she's a lot of Shech L'chatchila. If an Eved is properly trained, he's a lot of Shech L'chatchila. Absolutely, L'chatchila. The Chenkas of like whom? It's a little confusing. You look in Tosafos Rosh, it becomes a little clearer. He means that the Rambam supports the approach of Tosafos against Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. If you read the Rosh quickly, it sounds like he's aligning the Rambam with Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. He is not. He's saying, I reject Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. The Chenkas of Rambam also rejecting the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. Take a look at the Mordechai. He gives you even more perspective on what's going on. The Mordechai is all the way in the back of the Gemara. If you have a very, very fancy new Gemara, it may not be all the way in the back. If you have a old-fashioned Vilna Shas like I do, what we used to call the Vilna Shas, before a new printer came along who wasn't in Vilna and calls his printing the Vilna Shas. So the Mordechai is at the very, very end of the, after the Rif and the Ram. You find the Rif is what looks like Gemara all over again. Right after the Rif, on the top it says Rav Nissim, because the Rishon that surrounds the Rif, is around the Mordechai. Right after this is the Mordechai. Opening topic in the Mordechai. He says, the reason why the Mishnah didn't have to tell me that both men and women are kosher to shecht is because it's obvious. No reason they should not be kosher to shecht. It's not a mitzvah say shazman grama. Men and women are equally obligated to eat only kosher meat. Men and women are equally forbidden to eat non-kosher meat. So here's the Mordechai right after the Rif. So it says Tafkuf Simon Tafkuf Ayin Alf. Why is he starting from Simon Tafkuf Ayin Alf, by the way? The Rush started from Simon Alf. This is starting from Simon 571. But where are the missing first 570 Simanim of Mordechai and Chulin? The answer is they're not on Chulin. The Mordechai's number, the number in the Mordechai runs straight through Shas. So they've already been, we're at the near the end of Shas here. So the first 570 Simanim are Brachas Moed Nashim Nezikin. By the time we get to Chulin, we're already up to Simon 571. So here, Tafka Fayanov, he said, of course the Mishnah didn't have, again, review, echoing what Tosafos in the Rosh said, of course we didn't have to tell you that both men and women are kosher. No, the Mishnah didn't have to say that. Not the Pshita. Why not? Even by Kachim. See, he says, I don't feel the Kachim in Perikol Psulim Shashchit Ekshayr, but Nashim Vizar. And then he quotes Rabbeinu Baruch. Rabbeinu Baruch was one of the prime Talmidim of the Ri. We've met the Ri already. The Ri is the major Baal Tosfos in many ways. He's the primary, the great grandson of Rashi, a nephew of Rabbeinu Tam, grandson of Rashi, the primary French Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, and he's really the beginning of written Tosfos on Masechtas as we have him. One of his major Talmidim, one of the Ri's, Rabbeinu Yitzchak, one of his major Talmidim was Rabbeinu Baruch. Rabbeinu Baruch is famous for writing a freestanding halacha sefer. One of the important halachas from the Baal Tosfos is called Sefer HaTruma. It's not much material in there about Trumas and Maisers. It's on Tefillin and on Kashrus and so on and so forth. Various issues are Nogei Halacha Maisa Bezman Hazeh. He calls it the Sefer HaTruma. So he writes, the Mordechai quotes Rabbeinu Baruch, Va'isi Kasev Behilchos Shechita Shehevi Rabbi Eldad ben Machli, Habami Aseres Hashvatim. Here we're getting a little more flavor. Again, I apologize. I forgot to bring in my copy of the Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. When you open it up, it's phrased as being psukim of this fellow, Eldad Hadani. Eldad from Sheva Dan, from that Seretz HaShvatim. And he keeps, they have the version that I have, they printed from different kisvaya, different manuscripts. They found different versions with nuances of differences, different versions of this Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. This is pretty standard across the versions, is that it's written by this, or quoting this Rabbi Eldad, or Eldad Hadani, from the Seretz HaShvatim, down on Seretz HaShvatim, and much of it is quoting Yehoshua, the name of Moshe Rabbeinu. Well, it's frightening. Amar Yehoshua, pi Moshe, pi Agvura. If you shecht, but you don't know hilchos shechita, you're not allowed to eat from the shechita. That is absolutely what the Gemara tells us as well. The Gemara we're going to see in Daf Tesam and Alfred Shem. The Gemara says there are five hilchos shechita. You have to know the hilchos shechita. And as we saw, at kasher tzivi sicha, we saw the Gemara later in Masechet Zvachim. At kasher tzivi sicha, it's halacha moshe mizina, kash baot moshe reinu, had a shecht. But then he goes on to say some things that are a little more surprising. He says, the Amr Yehoshua called Tabach she yishchot shechita she'ina haguna. If a shochet shechted inappropriately, he messed up a shechita. Whether the behemah chayov, pigulu, okay. You can't eat from a nevela. That's true. Lo yishchot ad sheifne al hakodesh l'makom tefila. He says, if a shochet, it happens every once in a while. Human error. I messed up a shechita. I notice it. I'm a reliable, honest, careful person. I notice, you check afterwards. And you see those in the veil. You put that animal aside. That animal is going to be sold to the non-kosher market. It's not going to be sold to the kosher market. Okay. But this Eldad Hadani says, you're not allowed to shecht again until you go to shul, to daven. That's interesting. Okay. The mishok below bracha pigulhu. If you shecht it without a bracha, it's pigul. You're not allowed to eat it. He goes on to say, fellow is not dressed, so you can't say a bracha. Neither. The bracha is ma'akid. If he's a shikar, pigal. Okay, the Rambam says that as well. If a fellow is drunk, he can't shech. He's not going to be have the capacity to shech. Goes on to give various other things. If he shechted when he was in Avil, if he didn't go to mikveh, he's balkari, his shechita is unacceptable. And then he goes on to the next line, Miyad Isha, Miyad Saris, Miyad Zaking, Achashavra of Peshana, Uminara Chimal Yud Cheshana. The Shechita is unacceptable. We would not allow a woman to shech. We would now allow someone under 18 or over 80. And so on. If someone's a Saris, not allowed to shech. And then the Mordechai says, V'chum, he quoted from Ben Baruch. I believe he's quoted from Ben Baruch. V'chumra bi'almohu. Call Ela Hadvar Velo Negi and Kavase. These are all chumros the Alma, even sharper than the Rush. He quotes more, you get more of a flavor of this Eldad Hadani than you get from the Rush. And I should mention also, in the footnote, the version I have, they point out that some suggest, I mentioned before, Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, Tosafos to Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, and so did the Rush. It has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. So the Mordechai does not call it Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. Because the Hilchos Shechita that Eldad Hadani quoted in the name of Yehoshua. So some suggest, as they put in the footnote, some suggest that it's a Torah Sofer, that it was originally called Hilchos Amar Yehoshua, because so many of the paragraphs begin with the words Amar Yehoshua. And then, but someone started writing it as a Rosh HaTevis, Hilchos Alf Yud, and someone else, either before or after the period of Balayatosis, unpacked it as being Hilchot Alf, it usually means Eretz Yisrael. If you haven't seen the Sefer inside, you would never guess that it says Amar Yehoshua. Whatever it is, so you get a very, very, very strong sense from the Balayatosis that we do not accept. We do not accept this. We do not accept this. As a matter of fact, going back to the Rush, who had quoted both the line about the woman not shechting and about with the bracha, the bracha is ma'akev, shechit without a bracha is not even kasha b'diev, shechitaso psula, the Rush had sort of left it hanging, like what was the point of that? He was pro or con, so the Haggaz Ashri fills in the missing line. V'lo ishtamit l'mishum duchta. D'mishum achia v'shchit d'bzula. We never heard of such a thing. This Elder Hadani says that the bracha is ma'akev the shechita. We never heard of any other source of such a thing. And the point is that the Rosh is saying that's another example of how unacceptable the Hilchas Eretz Yisrael is. He's calling that not the Rosh is not, that's the Haggadah Rosh is making clear. The Rosh is not saying, I agree that shechita below bracha is psula. Adrava. You see what the Sefer says? Things we absolutely don't accept. Another example of Chumros Midaita. Yeah. What's a little surprising is that you open up Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, yeah, opening line, the opening page in Yeridea. Opening page in Yeridea. Hakol Shochtin Lechatchila, Filu Nashim. The very first din in Yeridea, the Shechitas Nashim is Kasher Lechatchila, which again is not at all surprising. That's exactly we expect to hear after having heard the Tosas and the Rush and the Mordechai and the Rambam quoted by the Rush. Seems so obvious, which makes it all the more surprising that the Rama says, "Well, Yesh Omrim she'ein laniach nashim l'shchot shekvar nagu shol l'shchot." Well, the practice is some say that you shouldn't allow women to shecht if she shechted it's kasher b'di'avad, but we would not allow women to shecht l'chatchila. Why? Shekvar nagu shol l'shchot, because the minig is not to. That they have already v'chein haminig she'ein nashim shechtos. They shouldn't let them shecht because they don't, and the minig is not to. That's a lot of stress on the minig is not to, when it's incredibly surprising. So some suggest that, and it also seems redundant. We shouldn't let the women shecht because they've already been noeg not to shecht. And that is the minig that women don't shecht. This seems a little repetitive. But some even suggest he's given the reason. That it's because it's falling out of, into disuse, so most women aren't trained. Okay, hard to know though, because as the Rambam said, in general, well, we'll get to that Mitzvah later on, the general issue, forget about women, of what does it mean for a shochet to be trained? Who is a kasher shochet? How much do you have to know? How much do you have to be hilchas bechinas? What type of bechina do you take? Do you take a bechina? How does that work? Lechatchila, b'diavad, and a very, very rich sugya of Rabban Tzvina Tzushchita Mumchinin. So, okay, if she's not a mumchin, she's not a mumchin. She is a mumchin, she is a mumchin. So it may have to do with that sugya. But it's surprising. It's surprising. It's surprising. Yeah. There is another machlokas going on, which is that the Rambam had said, Avadim are kasher teshach lechatchila, while the Torah only says, Avadim mishuchrorim, freed Avadim Kananim, can teshach lechatchila. Well, free Avad Kanani is usually just a regular Yisrael. So it's a very difficult Torah. The Beis Yosef asks Akasha, many mefarshim page Shulchan Aruch ask that question. And the Mechaber just quotes the language of the Rambam, Avadim, the next line. So the Shach explains, Sivkan Beis, well, Hatui says, Hatur kasa avadim b'shukhrarim. The Torah is only freed slaves can shech l'chila. What happened to a present Eved Kanani? So he says, well, nearly levarda, it's difficult, but probably what the Torah is driving at is because Savar le, destam avad v'ishtem kol hamidos haros, yosim and arekim v'hapochazim. Kidirim b'shas b'kam aduchti. Sociologically speaking, the Gemara tells us that avadim tended to be, there were exceptions. Mishnais tell us, Tevi's, Gamaliel's Eved Tevi was a person of extraordinary refinement and extraordinary shmiras ha-mitzvahs. The Gemara makes it clear that he was an exception to the rule. That generally speaking, sociologically, avadim tend to be people of low, loose morals and low adherence, you know, weak adherence, weak compliance with halach. So the Shach says maybe that's what the Torah is saying. You know this person, unless you determine otherwise, this person seems to be someone who is not fully observant, not fully committed, not medaktik b'alacha, so that if he shechts, and maybe kashu b'devet, he wouldn't allow him to shech l'tchila. But that's not the issue with Nashim. So what's the issue with Nashim? Well, what's the Rama saying? So there are some Rishonim who raise the issue of maybe it's just a physical thing, And the Gemara is going to talk later about what are you worried, to what extent do you have to know that someone has had practice, has practice is relevant for two things. Practice is not relevant to have the skill. Practice is also relevant to know that he's not likely to become faint at the sight of blood. If you become faint in the middle of a shechita, A, it's dangerous to become faint when you're holding a sharp knife. And number two, even if people are not at risk, but the shechita is likely to be nifsal, if you pause in the middle, that's one of the problems, one of the posthum of a shechita, the shehiyah. And so some understand that the issue, the drive in the Ramah, is we're more concerned about women's squeamishness than men's squeamishness. More of a concern that they, which again, you got to figure out what are the facts on the ground. Women sometimes deal with plenty of blood and gore and mess. Is it indeed the case that women are more likely to come squeamish at the sight of blood than men? And is that maybe what was driving Eldad Hadani, maybe that's what was driving Eldad Hadani, but the Rishonim are so clear that we don't accept Eldad Hadani. So how did the Ramad then say, but there are later Chachmei Ashkenaz say, but the Minhag is not to? What happened to the Rambam? What happened to the Tosus and the Rosh and the Mordechai? That's what the Rav suggested, and we'll close with this for now, there must be something changed. That yes, Medina de Gemara, there's no difference between men and women Shechtim. But something changed as a result of which Shechitas Nashim is still kosher, but we would not advocate that women should Shecht. So the Rav suggested in Shiurim, that's because you see later in Hilchos Shechita that the Shochtim, over the course of the Middle Ages, often the Shochtim in town was often a rabbinic figure. The Shochtim in town was sort of the equivalent of the assistant rabbi. Later in Hilchos Shechita, they discuss how much the Shochtim have to know, aside from Hilchos Shechita. Because the assumption was in many towns, he ended up being the one who was filling a rabbinic role. Either it was a very large town and you needed an assistant rabbi, or it was a very small town, you didn't have a rav. So the Shochet tended to be a more learned person. He often assumed a quasi-rabbinic role. That's what the Rav suggested, and maybe that's why Medina de Gemara is totally fine. As the early Rishonim all say. Except for Eldad Hadani. We reject Eldad Hadani, absolutely. But if the facts on the ground change over the course of the Middle Ages, and being the Shochet became a position of Sarara, a rabbinic role, so that's what Rama says, look, if a woman shechts is absolutely kosher, but in within a reality in which being a shochet is a rabbinic role, so then we would say, the minig is not to. The minig is not to. That may be pshat in, that was a rough suggestion, in how you square the Rama and the very late Chachmei Ashkenaz that he quotes with the vociferous opposition to this idea in all the earlier Chachmei Ashkenaz. Again, the difference may be that it's a different shayla, different metzias, a different shayla. Mitzad Hilchos Shechita is fine, but in terms of the Sarara Benashim issue, that's the issue that is that may be driving, as a rough suggestion, that maybe what's driving the Ramah. Mitzvah, tomorrow we will dive into the next half of the Ma'amar Makamos, because the Haggadah Asher goes on to talk about, okay, we don't pass in like the Eldad Hadani, that if you shecht without a bracha, it's possible. But if I remember, I didn't make a bracha. Do I make a bracha afterwards or not?